This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, yes. The heat is on. Can you feel it? If you're listening to me in the Northeast, you certainly can in parts of the Midwest as well. Hopefully you found a way to keep cool over the last couple of days. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. I don't feel sorry for you because I've been in a flood. I'm building an ark right now. I cannot tell you how much water we have had in the state of Texas, depending on what part of Texas you live in, of course. But it has been almost nightmarish. Flash floods. You just never know. I'm walking the dog the other day. I all of a sudden see it was like a painting. It was like somebody just all of a sudden I'm on a canvas. Somehow I'm on this canvas, and now they're painting dark clouds and lightning's coming up. I don't think I've run that fast since I was in high school. I felt like I was at track meet. I got to get back. Oh, no, this is it. This is how it all ends. Electrocution, because I was in a wide open space, and that was pretty tough. But some of you are dealing with the sweltering temperatures, like I said, just baking you. And it's, we know that we can get this extreme heat, right? So why do we get so surprised when that happens? And I think it catches us off guard, especially when we've had weird weather where it's like this layered weather. One day you wake up and it seems like, wow, did we just have snow last week? And then all of a sudden, poof, you know, you turn around and you're looking for your summer clothes frantically. But those are decent problems to have, right, compared to what others are dealing with across the world, still dealing with some horrible things from COVID-19, especially the people in India. It just doesn't seem to let up for them, you know, whatsoever. And other things that have happened, you know, too, as well, over this past weekend. So we have a ton to get to. And speaking of heavy hearts, in Chicago, this gets old, right? I love Chicago. I've spent a lot of time in Illinois and, of course, all over the Midwest, and I feel so lucky to have spent time in almost every state in the United States. And why I love our country so much, because it's the people, it's the experiences, it's the culture, it's the food, it's the attitudes. It's great, but it's not great in Chicago, you know, anymore. Five people were killed, four others wounded during gun violence. This is familiar. This is a headline over and over and over again. When does it all end? Imagine being a cop there. 34 police responses to shooting between 4 p.m. on Friday until 5 a.m. on Sunday. And there's always some sad tale of an innocent kid getting hit, getting an errant bullet, something. You know, and you look at the statistics, 8,400 people have died from gun violence in the United States this year. That it's according to this archive they keep, the Gun Violence Archive, and 240 mass shootings as of June 1st. But particularly you look at the number of shootings and incidents in Chicago. And then to my peeps in New Orleans, eight people injured in a New Orleans shooting on Sunday morning. You know, the way police departments communicate now, a lot of them tweet out information, and I saw that. All the victims taken to hospitals, one was in critical condition, one female in critical condition after suffering a gunshot wound to the face. The others are in stable condition, or they got treated and released because they had sort of like graze wounds. But a rough weekend, not just in New Orleans, not just in Chicago, but in other places. And I hate to rock into this hour that way, but when you get into the summer, and statistically there's data there that proves it, it's like tempers flare, everything becomes magnified even worse, and things really start to spiral out of control, especially when you turn up the heat. So let's wish for better things and keep our fingers crossed, because we certainly don't want to see that uptick continue in that direction. For people listening to us in Arizona, I got a lot of emails from my pals in Tucson, KVOI.com, who prompted me to look at some of the photographs coming out of, or video coming out of, this one fire, Telegraph Fire. It's burned 34,000 acres near the Tonto National Forest, which is about 60 miles east of Phoenix. It started on Friday afternoon, so they evacuated a lot of people in this one area called Top of the World, which is a kind of a small area of 250 people or so. And then there's another one, the Mescal Fire, and that's burned over 27,000 acres in the Mescal Mountains, about 120 miles east of Phoenix. So they're dealing with some, you know, tender some conditions there, you know, for sure. And when you get winds and dry, and I don't have to tell you, understand exactly, and you get pine and elevation, that's when, you know, you start to see these kinds of things happen. And I actually have been through both of those areas. It's been a couple of years, but boy, I hope that they don't lose, well, people is the main thing, and houses and businesses and whatever, but I hope they don't lose a lot more acres. It's just a beautiful, beautiful area, and so that's rough to see that, but firefighters are out there, and they're working practically round the clock if they have to, but they're getting it done. This was a sad thing to hear of. This is one of my favorite movies, is Gone Girl, so I'm very familiar with Lisa Baines. She plays the mother in that movie, Gone Girl, and she was also in a popular Tom Cruise movie, Cocktail, from, I want to say, the late 80s. This is a crazy story. She was injured on Friday when she was walking across the street. She was in a, she had the right of way. The pedestrian sign was on. You know, when you cross the street and it shows you have, whatever, 25 seconds to walk across, and they show the person walking across. And she was hit by a scooter. Now, this was in New York City, so she's in critical condition. She's 65. She's in critical condition. And apparently she was on her way to some sort of event to honor her school. Juilliard is where she went to school. And there was a 911 call. Just somebody saw what happened. And they called up, and, of course, she was lying on the road, had severe head trauma, and now she's in the hospital with you know, hanging on, critical condition. I mean, let's, you know, put it that way. And she had quite a big career in Nashville and Royal Pains and all kinds of things. She's one of those character actresses for sure, but boy, can you imagine that? And they still can't find the person who was on that scooter. They just fled, poof. Luckily, someone right away called 911 so they could get her as quickly to the hospital as possible. So we wish her the best. Hang with us, a little This or That coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
At the tail end of the hour, a conversation with Mandy Storm. We're going to talk to her about her. She's got 3 books out and dealing with something that a lot of people deal with that can be so tough on you and your family, and how she came through on the other end, Asperger syndrome, when you think of that. And some people who have Asperger syndrome include Elon Musk, and I talk about it. In that he announced on Saturday Night Live that he had it, and you think of some of the brilliant things that he's done. So I think there's a lot of misconceptions about it. And then imagine she writes, you know, the 3 books, and then Wisdom Mapudzi is joining us too, and he's got such a great outlook on life. So you're going to feel really positive when you hear what he has to share with you. And I'm excited to introduce you to both of them. So we'll head. This is one of the great things about talking to people all over the world and here in the United States. We're going to head to 2 different parts of the world for those conversations. One not too necessarily far away. That's a big hint. But now it's time for This or That. So Sir Eric joins us. Eric Salazar, the fine work he does on the technicals for this show. Eric, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think this is going to be an easy layup one, but I don't know, maybe not. This or that, night owl or morning maven, which are you? Are you more a night dude? Are you more about, yeah, I'm up at 6 a.m.?
Do you mean like naturally or?
Naturally, what do you prefer? Well, if you could do whatever you wanted, no clock on the wall, what would be most likely?
I'd probably be the night owl, but I'm trying my best to be the morning person, but I have to work really hard at it.
You know what? It's tough when you're a night person, right? Night people, I think the night person meaning is, and I was just even looking this up, what's the definition of a night person? A person who prefers to stay up late or who functions best during the nighttime hours. You know, when do you function the best? But words related to a night person, Eric, oddball, radical, dropout, weirdo, eccentric, individualist, rebel, dissenter, maverick,
that's
freak.
A lot of words.
That's a lot of words. I fall into that same category, like really a night person, but I've really had to try to do the morning thing, and I'm doing okay with it. I'm just trying to balance and transition better. But I definitely am more night. I used to do, when I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I used to do morning. So I was a television reporter, and I did some anchoring. And, oh, my gosh, when you anchor the news for everybody listening, I don't care if you're listening to us in London or any Australia, wherever, anybody who has those morning show schedules, you get up at like 3 in the morning. So you get like you're like a middle-of-the-night person, and then you have to be on your game till like noon. I think that's worse.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
Isn't that a nightmare? Or and you've done this too, and so have I. I did this in New York for a little bit because I was always filling in for somebody, and I was always the team player. Yes, I'll fill in. It's Manhattan. It's New York. I'm on the air. It's fine. Where I would be there at like 8 o'clock at night, and I would be there until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yes, crazy. Well, I mean, and that was mostly filling in for somebody. So I would see Imus, who was super famous, now no longer with us, but was super famous. He, the I-Man, was there. And a couple times we, you know, he and I had brushes in a good way. He was nice to me. But, yeah, I mean, that's crazy. It's hard to do that. I think it's hard to get people, and people who do shift work know this, where you have to get up in the middle of the night. So you're not really morning or night. You're, like, caught in between. The in-between's harder. So I think either solid night or morning is much, much easier. So along those same lines, if you're going to have breakfast, would you rather have a stack of pancakes, so this or that, a stack of pancakes or a breakfast burrito?
Oh, man, you're giving me the tough questions lately. I guess I'll have to go with the breakfast burrito.
Ah, I knew you were going to say that. Totally. Are you kidding me? Breakfast burrito all the way. I like pancakes, and I think you do too, because we like food. But breakfast burritos done right are incredible. And even, I'll even say this, I'll give them a nod. McDonald's does a breakfast burrito, and I don't eat at McDonald's, but their breakfast burrito is good. And it's not that many calories. Actually,
those little ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not bad because you know what? You put the picante sauce on it. I mean, it's not like getting it in New Mexico or getting it in some other places, but it's not. It's not bad. It's pretty good.
I agree. Yeah. I got a couple not too long ago.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's a real curveball for you: CBD. CBD or nothing with CBD in it. Do you think CBD is the be-end-all of everything when, you know, oil and all kinds of things that'll help you with pain, will help animals? Do you think anxiety? Do you like CBD? Are you somebody who would buy CBD oil for different things or no? So this or that?
I think the effects of CBD are so subtle, at least for me, that I wouldn't buy it, especially because it's expensive. But I mean, if it were free, I would take it. I'd use it. But
so the answer is no.
No.
Because if you thought it was so tremendous, you would just come up with the money somehow. It's so interesting because there was a survey last year that showed that CBD is one of the hottest and fastest growing alternative health trends in the U.S. I mean, everything, health food, vitamin stores, oil, CBD oil, gummies, baked goods, soaps, teas, all over. I mean, it is all over. So they did a survey. I saw a survey. Who did the survey? I got to think of it because I hate not accrediting someone. It was called Single Care. Single Care did a survey. And 33% of Americans have used CBD. 47% of Americans think the government regulates CBD. 32% of people who have used CBD have not found it effective. 64% of current CBD users use it for pain relief and inflammation. And 45% of current CBD users have increased their use of CBD since the global pandemic started. I think there's misconceptions about what it is, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So it's a naturally occurring compound found in a cannabis plant. It's not the same as marijuana. Some people think it's pot, like a tiny, it's got to be pot. That's what it is. Like hemp and marijuana are from the same family, but they're not the same plant. So the cannabis compounds, CBD and THC, we're talking about different things. And it's lower than the THC than marijuana. And I don't know. To me,
What do you think?
No, I don't. For me, it doesn't do anything. I don't know if it's, I don't know, like you said, it's so minimal. People have given it to me, and maybe I just haven't had the right, used it for the right thing or had it for the right thing. And knock on wood, I'm pretty healthy, so it wasn't like, in one sense. So what am I using it for? Like, if someone has, bad joints or things, or there's something really specific, but you know what? My next door neighbor, or across the street, the guy across the street, his dog had cancer, and he said they were prescribing all kinds of pills and stuff at the vets, and he got the CBD stuff for the dog, and he swore it extended his dog's life by 7 months.
Okay.
So, he's not like a guy, a hoodwinker guy. So I bet it does work, depending, just like that survey said, depending on what it's for and if you use it. But you and I aren't good tests for that because we haven't done it for anything specifically, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you ingest it, the right amounts and stuff like that, you might feel something good, like relief of anxiety or something, but
yeah,
I don't know. Not like I'm the same as you. I didn't really get feel a whole lot.
Yeah, me either. So it would have to be, I would have to have a different feeling or want to have something specific for it and know what I was doing, that it was making sense, and I could really, really tell the difference. Now I can tell you what I do like: apple cider gummies. Apple vinegar. Oh my gosh, they're incredible, the effects of that. And that's a big thing that people are using, and I think it works if you're consistent with it. All right, Eric, thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announced Sunday that he would not support the For the People Act, a sweeping elections bill that is supported by his Democratic colleagues. In an op-ed published in the Charleston Gazette-Mail, Manchin said that the partisan support of the bill concerns him, and he instead supports the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which is more widely supported. He told CBS's Face the Nation that he's pushing the Voting Rights Act because it already has bipartisan support.
We have two bills before us, okay? We have the Voting Rights Act, which has passed over five times in our history here since 1965 in the most bipartisan way. And now we name it appropriately the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. We can expand that to all 50 states. We can do so much more with that. And it's starting out to be bipartisan. I have Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska sign on in a bipartisan way. And we can work on that one, which truly does protect the voting rights.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A long, cold murder case from Illinois is finally solved. Tim Berg reports.
Police say they have charged a man for the death of an Illinois teen 50 years ago. Barry Lee Wepley was arrested for the 1972 murder of 15-year-old Julianne Hansen in Naperville. Hansen's body was found with multiple stab wounds in a field after never returning home from a bike ride. Authorities were able to use advancements in DNA technology to connect the now 76-year-old man to the murder. Wepley is charged with three counts of first-degree murder, and his bond is set at $10 million. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Hockey League has been granted an exemption by the Canadian government allowing players to cross into the country for the final two rounds of the NHL playoffs. The border has been closed to most travel during the pandemic, with pro sports not included in the essential travel that's been allowed through. The league had realigned its divisions for this season, keeping all seven Canadian teams in the same division and allowing them to play in their home country. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Time around on Author's Corner for a conversation with Mandy Storm. She's written two books, actually, and we're talking about Holly's...
Three books.
See, she's there in the background already. She knows. It's three books, and she's, you know, it's hard to write these books. She's written three books, and we're going to talk about Holly's Men, but we'll definitely touch on the other ones as well. And it's interesting. She's got a lot to say, to share, I think, with all of you that's very impactful. And this is coming from the perspective of somebody who's got Asperger's syndrome. And think about what you know about that. Some of you listening may have it, and you will understand some of what's happened with Mandy. So, Mandy, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about your childhood, because that leads into the books. What happened in your childhood where at one point you even ran away to, you're in England, you ran away to Scotland?
Well, it was because of the hidings I got from my family, my mum and dad. I mean, in them days, if you were naughty, you were punished. And my mum used a fish slice, the wooden spoon, and my dad used his leather belt. I'm not saying that my parents didn't love me. They did love me. But in today's society, that would be classed as abuse, what they used on me. But in them days, that's what they did. You know, you were punished. If you were naughty, you were punished. But because of my Asperger syndrome, I didn't know the boundaries. The look. You would ask for your mum and dad when you know you got a bit over too far with your behaviour. I didn't pick that up. I didn't pick up any communication with the face and language. I didn't pick it up. And I ran away because I was unhappy and I wanted adventure. And I got a venture to go all the way to Scotland. Yeah.
Wow. So you did that. So you go to Scotland, and then, you know, it's, as we kind of traverse through your story, what happens is the men, you have a first marriage, you have a second marriage, and you talk about that in Holly's Men. And this will take your breath away a little bit for some of you listening. This, you know, you think about what it was like centuries ago, but certainly not now. When did you get married, and what happened that led to that first marriage at such a young age?
Well, I was 15 when I met my first husband. I went to a pub with my friend, and we dressed up. I looked 18. We looked 18, and nobody questioned us, you know. And I met him in a pub, and we got talking and all that, and I quite liked him, and I thought, yeah, I could live with this man. I didn't want to marry him. I wanted to live with him, because I didn't know whether it would work out or not. So I told my parents that I was going to live with this man, you know. I mean, I got a hiding because I was in the pub drinking at 15. My dad gave me a hiding with a belt for being in the pub, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was 16, I married my first husband. And everybody thought I was pregnant because I was young, but I wasn't.
So you get married, you weren't pregnant, but then you do get pregnant at a young age, and then there's a sad tale connected to that.
Yes. Lots of people, lots of my aunties and all that was telling me I was a bad mother because I was naive, and I was naive. And I didn't look after my son properly. No, I didn't. Because I was so naive and so immature that I didn't. But I did my best. I did my best, the best I could. But because everybody was telling me I was no good and a bad parent, and I was crying at night, crying my heart out. You know, I wanted to be a good mum, but I knew I couldn't because of my naivety in that. I gave my son away to my mum.
And then what happened?
Then I met a man. I met a man, and I fell deeply in love. I fell deeply in love with this man, and he was in Cardiff. So I went to Cardiff to see him, and 2 days I missed my son. I gave my son to my mum with a letter saying that she can have gain control. And after 2 days I went back home, and I asked my mum if I could have my son back. And she said, no, you have to fight in the courts for him. And that's what I did for 9 years. I fought in the courts for my son. But I had my second marriage was physically, emotionally abusive. So I denied it. Of course I was going to deny it, you know. And I knew I couldn't win my son. So when he was 9, he decided he didn't want to go on holiday anymore. So I had to let him go. And it was a very, very hard time to let go of your son.
Well, yes, and especially after fighting for all that time in the court. And again, you have Asperger's syndrome, so you're also dealing with that throughout your entire life and the people in your life. And you do have a daughter, and the daughter has a son, and that actually there was a sad part to that, but then it comes out with a happy ending. So we need a happy ending. Tell us, Mandy, about what happened with the grandson.
Well, he searched his mum out, and he has a very close relationship with his mum now, and he has a very close relationship with me. I speak to him every night on Messenger, and I've helped him financially because he's unemployed. He's got his own flat, so he's independent, and I've helped him out, you know, like I've helped my daughter out. But she's falling out with me. Because I opened a can of worms, if you like. I told about her past, and she don't like it. It's too sensitive for her. She'll come round. She'll come round.
Yeah. I think we're learning from this conversation with you is that you write like you talk, and in your books, you know, when you talk about Holly's Men, you talk very blatantly about things that happen, right?
Yes. Black and white.
And it's interesting because you said that somebody described your book as childlike and raw, and I would say it's authentic and real. And that's what you get from it. And as you said, when you have Asperger's, that's what it's like. You just say what you think.
Yeah.
And for people who read, let's say, Holly's Men, what do you hope they take away from reading it?
That they enjoyed it. And that they can say, that was a good read.
And you can't hope for better than that, that they enjoyed it and it's a good read.
Yeah. It was worth the read. And it was worth the money, spending the money on the book.
Yeah. There you go. It was worth spending the money on the book. You have such a fascinating story. And the key thing is, and I get this from you and for everybody listening, the great thing about this conversation is that you are not only authentic and real, but I think you found peace and there's some happiness.
Yes, I've read my books 10 times each.
Well, you know, you're supposed to read your own book. That's exactly right. So you found peace, and you are living a life that is like ups and downs that other people have. It just, when it's happening to you, though, it feels like you're the only one, right?
Yes.
And I think that's one of the big takeaways here. Well, how can people find you? They can go on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, on the bookstore. Was that bookstore?
Barnes & Noble, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bookstore, yeah.
Okay, great. So we can find your work there. Mandy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So it's interesting in listening to Mandy Storm's story, and the fact that she wrote those three books is huge. If you look at Asperger syndrome, Elon Musk recently, who was on Saturday Night Live a month ago, revealed that he had Asperger's, and people confuse different aspects of Asperger's, I think, with other other types of symptoms, et cetera, and that what can also be on the autism spectrum disorder. And, you know, it's interesting because people with Asperger's, just like you heard Mandy there, they're as smart as other people, but sometimes they have trouble with social skills. And sometimes they also have this tendency to have an obsessive focus on one topic or perform the same things over and over again. And doctors used to kind of think of Asperger's as a separate condition, but maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago, in the latest edition of the standard book that mental health experts use called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, they changed how it's classified. So it's technically no longer a diagnosis on its own. Now, from what I understand, it's part of a category called Autism Spectrum Disorder, so ASD, and that means there's other things along, like I was trying to explain, along that spectrum, and the condition is what a lot of doctors say is high-functioning type of ASD. So some of the symptoms are less severe than other kinds of autism spectrum disorders. And there's been so much conversation about that. So it's so good that people like Mandy Storm show you what she's doing, how she came through on the other end, the relationship with the grandson, or when you look at Elon Musk and what's happened with Elon Musk, especially, like I said, with everything that he's contributed lately, whether it's we're talking about his cars or we're talking about what he's done for space and just what he's been able to accomplish. So it's something that I think is often misunderstood. I think that's probably the best way to put that. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on the show. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you?
So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To Melbourne, Australia for a conversation with Wisdom Mapuzi, and his book is a game changer. It's a game changer. Uncommon on Destiny, Uncommon Partner. And, you know, when you think of Uncommon Destiny and you think of partner, what do you think of? I mean, my mind was racing when I put the two together. It's brilliant how he's assembled the things that we miss, seriously, and I don't say that lightly, the things that we miss when we go into relationships. And I can point to like five of my male friends who have some of the issues that he discusses in the book. So, Wisdom, thanks so much for popping on.
Thanks so much for having me.
So tell me what led you to writing this book. Why you? Why'd you write this book that really focuses on how your relationships could be better if you just took care of some things yourself?
Yeah, I think initially it was a case of just my passion for relationships and that sort of thing. And also a point where I was constantly realizing that a lot of people might have great callings and everything else, but sometimes it's just a one-on-one relationship that gets them undone, or sometimes it will be friends that form part of the key relationship that they have. But I think usually it was really mainly to do with those romantic relationships. And that's what happened, that we're discussing stuff related to relationships with dealing with a couple of friends, and one of the friends was like, you know what, you need to write a book, I'll buy it. And then that very week, I had another two, three people say the same thing. I'm like, you know what, I think this is a sign that, you know, this is something that needs to be done.
What do you think is the biggest thing that people miss heading into relationships?
I think sometimes the issue is around purpose, because sometimes it's so easy for people to just follow the, you know, the lovey-dovey side of things. But at the same time, sometimes there can be an issue relating to purpose. Because if the person you're wanting to go with, they don't align to go with your purpose and stuff like that, that can create complications where someone has to sacrifice a lot, or there's a lot of, it becomes a bit of uphill battle as well, because many times people can find marriage before they find their purpose. But I think it's much easier if you find your purpose first before you get married. I mean, life is a journey in the process, but sometimes it does happen that way, where sometimes people find their purpose whilst already married. And sometimes to make the adjustment now to make that things work, it can be a bit complicated, because you now have to make a lot of sacrifices that sometimes can be a lot of heavy lifting. Well, that's always encourage people who are single. Say, you know what? If you're currently single right now, get rid of the shame. You don't have to stress at this point. Enjoy your life and face as much as you can. Do the things you love. Find your passion. Find your purpose. All those things. That helps you, so that when you get to move along, you can find somebody who's in alignment with that sort of thing. That helps a lot.
Yeah. Give us a sneak peek of the book of Uncommon Destiny, Uncommon Partner.
Yes. One of the things that I address in the book is what I call foundational issues. This is things relating to maybe bloodline patterns, or maybe personal patterns, because one of the things I discovered is, especially in my journey when I was reading prayer ministry, people would come and say, look, can you please pray for this, pray for that. So along the way, I begin to discover the generational pattern that a lot of married couples are dealing with. And those, some of those things, they could have dealt with that before they get married. So in the book, I really go deep relating to that. Sometimes you can have sicknesses that are coming through the bloodlines. You can have, you know, generational patterns of divorces that are unexplained. Or sometimes it can be personal patterns where someone can be engaged 2-3 times, but it doesn't make sense because they're a good person, they've got a good career, everything's well. But for some reason, at a certain point, the relationship breaks down. People are like, why am I going through this? So in the book, I really address some of those major things, such that when a person can address those things, it means when they eventually get married, it's life becomes easier.
Yeah, you said this along the way that we've mixed this in the conversation, but it's worth asking you this question. Ultimately, someone gets this book, they hear our conversation, your book's out there, your friends, you know, told you you should write it. So you put it together, you write it. What do you hope somebody that picks it up ultimately walks away with when they read it?
I think for me, for those who sing, I think I hope, hopefully that they can be able to come back to the place of purpose and also take the time to deal with some of the things that I cover in the book, so that when they eventually find someone that they fall in love with, at least they can have a better chance of having a better relationship, because they don't have to deal with things that so many people are not dealing with before they get married. Now, for those already newly married, I hope that when they get the book, they can be able to identify certain things and be able to handle them before life gets really deeper, because sometimes the longer those things are not dealt with, it makes life a bit more complicated. So I think it'll be a good book to have a list and ever go through some of the things and just have a check and see what's happening. And if there's anything you need to do with, you can deal with that. Definitely, it helps along.
Why the words? I like the title. I said this at the top, but Uncommon Destiny, Uncommon Partner. What do you mean by uncommon?
Yes, uncommon. That is to do with your personality, who you are, and what your calling and your purpose is. Because you are not meant for everyone. Because I believe every single person, they've got unique call. Some people have got so many things that are loaded in them to such a point that they cannot just date anybody, because one of those things, you find that there will be complications in the sense of somebody ruining them, or maybe themselves compromising themselves. So in the book, I do address that. I give examples and things like that. But I think initially the starting point is going to come back to the place of purpose, to the place of who you are as a person, and the things that you're loaded in you. But some people have got gifts and talents that they need to nurture. They've got gifts and callings that they already have. But sometimes it's just case.
Right, and that's where they miss it.
Being mindful and being conscious when it comes to relationship, recognize what, this is our function. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So let's talk about, I want to mention this to people, because not just writing this book, but you're an entrepreneur, and you're an entrepreneur in a space that is really a big space, but a space that people are very confused about, and that's digital marketing. Tell me about your, and the rest of us, about your company and how you decided to do that and what you learned.
Yeah, for me, I think it's been a journey, but I think one of the key things I realized is that now there's a big opportunity in the digital space of reaching more people and getting a message out there, that sort of thing. So I think that's one of the things I realized. And at the same time, the constant changes that happen with maybe Google, Facebook, Google algorithms, Facebook algorithms, and all those things, they're putting it in a place where people constantly have to learn, they have to upgrade. Even myself, sometimes I've flown to Sydney, Queensland for seminars, just make sure that I'm on top of the game. But I think it's an amazing space, because at the same time, you've got the bricks and mortar economy, of which last year it was hugely affected. But this time around, you find that a lot of businesses, we pretty much ignored social networks. They managed to adapt, to change people and things like that. And now they're at a better place. And even many people were totally not giving attention to the digital space because of what happened last year and part of this year. They're starting to find that, oh, wow, there's a new world there. So this is a totally new space, constantly changing, constantly evolving. And, so I think it's an amazing space to be in.
So where can somebody find you? We can find your book, of course, on Amazon.com. And your website is, what is your website?
WisdomUnlimitedInternational.com.
All right, easy to find that, definitely. So next book, are you going to come up with another book?
Yes, I'm working on a few ideas, and then I'm going to decide. But I think one of the other books I probably would recommend to people is probably Head to Head with Jezebel, because that also tends to cover a bit of foundational issues, but I think one of the main things it covers has to do with the issue around boundaries, domestic violence, abuse, and things like that. Because in Head to Head with Jezebel, then cover those key signs that you could be actually be dating someone who's got the potential to abuse you. So this is where we talk about, you know, Jezebel, which is a biblical character, but in the book, definitely, I do cover that in more detail, and things like having boundaries and things. And one of the reasons I mentioned this is because last year, it so happened that abandoned the soul of one of the pastors who gunned down his wife in front of a bank. So this was a domestic issue. And one of the things that really sort of caused me to really go into that space is because I find that many times by the time maybe people, they start getting abused in marriage, sometimes if you go back to the dating scene, abusive signs were there. But people never knew, they never understood that this is unhealthy, this is toxic. So that's one of my goals with that particular book, Head to Head with Jezebel, so that people can have those boundaries in place, so that you can actually be able to spot those warning signs early enough to the point where you say, you know what, this is not working, I need time out, that sort of thing.
I love it. Uncommon Destiny, Uncommon Partner, again, get it on Amazon.com. Wisdom, thank you so much for joining us.
Excellent, thank you.
Happy news for Prince Harry and Meghan. They make so many headlines here in the United States. So Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, has given birth to a daughter, the second child for her and for Prince Harry. So they released a statement that Lily was born on Friday at 11:40 a.m. And 7 pounds, 11 ounces, if you're curious. So much conversation about the royals, right? And it's because of them being in the United States. That's probably the biggest reason why. And then sadly, we are talking about wildfires for my friends in Arizona. Two wildfires in Arizona force evacuations and burn tens of thousands of acres. So fingers crossed there, and the firefighters are doing a great job trying to do what they can. But burning on Sunday in the hills and mountains of eastern Arizona, 60,000 acres. Wow. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. We'll catch you again soon. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.